listening. KZST Santa Rosa.
Playing your request and your dedications on a Thursday night. How is your day today? Did you get a lot accomplished? Did it start out on a positive note? If so, I would love to end it on a positive note tonight with words of hope and inspiration.
Right from the start, you were a thief. You stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep. Oh, oh, things you never say to me. Oh, tell me that you've had enough of our love, our love. Just give me a reason, just a little bit's enough. Just a second, we're not broken, just bends, and we can learn to love again. It's in the stars, it's been written in the scars on our hearts. We're not broken, just bends, and we can learn to love again.
I'm sorry, I don't understand where all of this is coming from. Running wild again, my dear, we still have everything, and it's all in your mind.
Yeah, but this is happening.
You've been having real bad dreams. Oh, you used to lie so close to me. Oh, there's nothing more than empty sheets between
Good evening, Jenny. Welcome to the Delilah Show. How can I help you?
I wanted to share my news. I just found out today that my new great-grandbaby is going to be a boy.
And when is the baby due?
On my 40th anniversary.
How many grandkids do you have?
7.
And this is your first great-grandbaby?
Yes.
Ah, that's exciting.
And my husband is a musician, and my grandson, who's going to have the baby, is also a musician.
So you're hoping that that talent gene gets passed along?
I think it will.
Let me play a song to help you celebrate.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too.
Game between put you in me every time. Everyone before you was a waste of time. Hey, you got me. Center of attention. You know you can get whatever you want from me. Whenever you want it, baby. It's you in my reflection. I'm afraid of all the things it could do to me. If I would've known it, baby, I would've stayed at home. Cause I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no letting you go. Am I falling in love with the one that could break my heart? Oh no, I was doing better alone. But when you said hello, I knew that was the end of it all. I should've stayed at home. Cause now there ain't no letting you go.
Tonight's Delilah Dilemma is sponsored by our friends at the Home Depot. So you're in the middle of a kitchen remodel and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. When you've downloaded the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need quickly and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get free delivery on over 2 million items. Download the Home Depot app. It is made for doing in this new year. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma says, over 25 years ago, my parents kicked me out of their house at the age of 16 when they learned that I was gay. Soon after, I found the love of my life and we had 13 wonderful years together before he passed. The years after his death, I struggled with addiction. I have been clean for 3.5 years now. I just found out I have lymphoma, and I'm also HIV positive. I have a longing to reconnect with my family, but I'm not sure if they would want to. They are the type that believe that you choose to be an addict just as you choose to be gay. So I would love to have some advice on how to handle this dilemma. Sincerely, from Chris. Chris, I will have my words of love for you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah. Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. The Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is now only $990 for a limited time. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund?
It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And of
step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you, you stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right, she goes left and you stay right.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from someone that got kicked out of his family's life a quarter of a century ago because of his sexual orientation. He says, I feel a longing to reconnect with my family, but I'm not sure if they would want to. Chris, if they have made no effort to reach out to you in all these years to acknowledge your existence, to try to connect with you, then I am guessing that any effort on your part is not going to be received the way you are hoping it will. You can try, but if you do reach out without any expectations. Because if they wanted to be connected to you, it seems to me like they would have let you know that somewhere along the way, okay? You cannot set yourself up for another heartache. You can't. Your heart can't handle it and your health can't handle it. So do not set yourself up for another heartache. If you want to reach out and say, I'm thinking of you, I miss you, I would like to reconnect with you, then do that. But don't do it with expectations of how they will respond. Because it does not sound like they understand what unconditional love is. So reach out if that will help your heart, but do so without any expectations. Because it doesn't sound like they understand the gift of unconditional love. That said, I am sure you've got people in your life who love you unconditionally. That's where you should be putting your energy, in the people who love you and support you just the way you are.
Another day is gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be?
Every day.